Vaguely aware that she sounded like the lead character in a British romantic comedy, Cam let out a string of expletives. By the time she reached the final shit, bugger, shit, there was no contradicting the strong second blue line making its determined debut in the window of the pregnancy test stick she had purchased from the local chemist half an hour earlier. Holding aloft the life-changing white twig gingerly in her hand, peering with disbelief at its pea-sodden tip. It's classical music. I'll repeat that. Peering with disbelief at its pea-sodden tip, she slowly gripped her head with the palm of her left hand and groaned. At that precise moment, a hormonal rush engulfed the pit of her stomach. As she leaned over the toilet bowl, all she could think of was, please God, let the morning sickness kill me before my girlfriend does. Eventually, Cam straightened up and eased her forehead against the bathroom mirror. The cool of the glass against her hot skin helped calm her down a little. She stood up and surveyed her own reflection. If she was expecting to see anything different about her appearance, it didn't materialise. She looked exactly the same as when she had smiled herself awake earlier that morning, unaware that within the hour her life would change forever. And leaning towards the mirror, she studied her strikingly modern Eurasian features. Her glossy jet black hair was stylishly slicked back from her finely boned temples, highlighting the shocking blue of her almond-shaped eyes. She'd always been told that she had the wrong coloured eyes for this shape, or was it the other way around? The straight, slender European nose and full-lipped Southeast Asian mouth further indicated her mixed heritage. Her Vietnamese father had survived a hideous journey after the fall of Saigon and had unaccountably ended up in the northeast of England. It was there that he'd entered into a magical marriage with a blonde woman who had taught him to speak English with a Geordie accent, an equally unlikely event. Cam looked past her reflection at the still smouldering candles littered around the bathroom. The smell of frangipani wax hung sweetly in the air like the memory of last night's passion with her girlfriend Fran. A beautiful memory that did little to reverse the downturn of Cam's mouth as she flipped handcups of cold water into her face in an attempt to eradicate a further blast of nausea. She splashed her face vigorously, the ice-cold water slapping and stinging, in an attempt to eliminate not just nausea, but the awful dilemma that the last half hour had delivered. That morning, Cam had awoken, happier than she'd felt for several weeks, still relishing the memories of the night before. With a beam of a smile, she had flung herself over to the other side of the bed, which, though empty, still carried the indentation of her lover's body. Fran's smell lingered on the pillow, and Cam had drawn it close to her body and inhaled deeply. Fran was back in her life, and Cam had sworn to whomever or whatever she believed in that she would never, ever, ever let her go again. She had glanced at the alarm clock. It was a little after 7 o'clock, and the thin early May sunlight was already sneaking through the bedroom blinds. Fran would be back at her flat now, showering and changing before setting off for work. This is crazy, thought Cam. She should still be here with me. Her eyes had danced left and right as the new thoughts twirled around in her head. She would do what she had never thought she would ever do. She would ask her lover to move in with her, and she would do it today. Today, over the long celebratory lunch they'd planned. Laughing, rather than just beaming, Cam had flung the pillow aside and jumped out of bed. Perhaps it was the thought of lunch that had alerted her to the flip in her stomach, or perhaps it was just a sudden lurch. Whatever the cause, it had sent Cam running in her tracksuit down the street to the all-night chemist and back to the bathroom, reaching the toilet in the grip of the dread that she might be pregnant.